A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do? Now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me, I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another he said, "And you, how much do you owe?" He replied, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, "Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light." The Gospel of the Lord. Students, what can you tell me about St. Michael? What do you know about St. Michael? Maria Sophia? He's an archangel. And what does that mean? How many choirs of angels are there? Therese? 9 choirs. Okay, and where do the archangels fall in those 9 choirs? Michael? And Michael, I think I might be coming back to you today as I talk about St. Michael. They're the second lowest, right? So what are the highest angels, the highest choirs of angels, Susanna? The cherubim and the seraphim. So the archangels are actually kind of lowly on the totem pole of angels. But if that's the case, why do we believe that St. Michael is actually the prince of all the angels, that he oversees all of them? John Paul? Because he cast Satan out. Now, so in the very beginning, God the Father showed all of the angels. He said, "My son is going to become a man one day." And he asked, "Will you serve him? Even though mankind is below you, would you subject yourself, because he is my son, even though he's taken the flesh of a man, will you serve?" And what did Lucifer say? Lucifer, who became Satan, what did he say on that occasion, Magdalena? He said, "No." He said, "I will not serve. That's below me." And at that moment, what did Michael say? Theodore, do you really know? No? Okay, that's okay. What did Michael say on that occasion? Michael? He's okay, Michael, your name is Michael. Do you know what your name means? Who is like God? So the name Michael, because in that moment, Michael said to Lucifer, he says, "Who is like God? You're not going to serve. You are not God. God is God." And in that moment, God the Father, he elevated St. Michael and made him the chief, the prince of all the angels, because of his courage. And from that moment, for all eternity, Michael will be the head of all the angels. I had a priest share with me recently, well, not too long ago, he shared with me a story. A woman came to his parish and she said, "Father, I feel like I'm under spiritual attack." You remember in the Bible, we read about a father brings his son to Jesus and he says, I think there's a spirit that's throwing my son into fire and into water. And our Lord casts out that spirit. Well, this woman comes to the priest and says, "Things like that are happening to me, Father. Can you help me?" And this priest shared with me that he brought the woman into the rectory and he started saying prayers for her. And no matter what he said, no matter what he did, he could not get rid of that spirit that was attacking her. So he said, all of a sudden, he's like, "Gosh, what do I do? How do I help this lady?" And he thought, You know what? St. Michael? St. Michael's the prince of all the angels. I should just call on St. Michael. So he says, St. Michael, if you are really at the head of all the angels, will you come? You have authority over this spirit. Will you get rid of it for me to help this woman who's trying to follow Jesus? So he just starts saying the prayer, St. Michael the Archangel. He said to me, he said, it was amazing. He said, all of a sudden, he just said, all I said was, St. Michael, do whatever is necessary to get rid of this spirit. He said the woman fell to her knees and she laid flat on the ground face down. And he said, all of a sudden, her arms went out and they went up behind her back. And as I'm just watching this, I'm just praying to St. Michael, all of a sudden her legs are elevated and her shoulders are lifted off the ground, and she's just on her belly button, just on her torso. The rest of her body is elevated in the air. And so all of a sudden, I just said, okay, Michael, if that's sufficient, I'll ask this spirit, is it ready to go? And so I just said to the spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, will you leave now? And he said, the spirit responded and said, I have to. Saint Michael won't let me stay. And he said, then I command you to go. And he said, all of a sudden the woman's body fell flat on the ground and she looked up at me and she said, Father, she said, did you feel the ground shake? And the priest said, no. She said, well, didn't you see St. Michael? And he said, no. She said, when you called upon him, he brought me down to the ground. And when he landed on the ground, the whole earth shook. And the other foot went on the center of my back, and he took a lasso, and he wrapped it around my shoulders and around my legs, and he lifted me up off the ground. And she said, but it wasn't me, it was the spirit in me who's been attacking me. And he lifted him up to show that he has authority over all spirits, and so it knew that it had to go. It's amazing! It's amazing. Now, we don't see this. When we call upon the angels, we don't see the work that they do. They're invisible to us, but they are totally real. And so what I've decided to do, the Bible says that as time advances in preparation for the second coming of our Lord, when He returns in glory, the angels will be more active than ever. And so I would like to consecrate our parish to Saint Michael the Archangel. That all of us, that the entire parish, and even those of you who are not parishioners but are part of our school, you're covered as well. That St. Michael will be defending all of us so that we are saying to the angels, we want your full support and we are willing to give ourselves completely to your care as we move forward in this fight because we want all the strength that we can have in Jesus Christ. And so for the next 9 days, and I encourage you to do this with me, we're going to do a novena to St. Michael, and on Sunday, a week from now, 9 days from now, we are going to do an official consecration. So each day leading up to that, we'll be saying prayers at the end of Mass. So today and next Friday, you'll join me in those prayers. Let's offer the Mass for that intention, that we might truly be consecrated to the care of St. Michael.